Hi there. Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People,
the sometimes quirky podcast that gives writing tips and life tips from our dogs.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
And Carrie is a New York Times and international best-selling author and writing coach extraordinaire.
And Sean is a super cool businessman and very tall.
And what do?
We give life tips, writing tips, and our podcast always starts off with a random thought from somewhere.
In our life.
Sometimes our bedroom.
Sometimes a car.
Sometimes hell.
Yeah.
So we're sitting in traffic, even though it's a pandemic, no one should be going anywhere.
I'm trying to get home.
But we're trying to get home so we can sequester ourselves again. But we're in New Hampshire somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere. New Hampshire on a highway.
Hardly moving.
If you look at our MapQuest or Google Maps, you see a giant red where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giant red line.
And I just explained to Sean that I wanted to be a vegan. And Sean said,
I eat plenty of vegetarian meals with you now.
And I said, no, I said vegan. And Sean said,
I did not.
So the divorce will be soon. Yeah, then we could have, like, we could get divorced and then remarried and have a real wedding.
You do understand that part of my issue last week with, you know, health and...
Wellness
was that I wasn't getting enough protein, right?
Dude, if you're not with me during the day...
Oh, I'm supposed to... It's not like I can cruise down the street to McDonald's and gobble up all that good food.
Good food?
Well, obviously it's not. But
Shawnee and I have very different opinions about food currently.
I don't like getting takeout in our town right now, honestly.
We don't even have a McDonald's in our town.
I know, so that was my point.
Let's get real about
that.
Let's
make it clear.
We have no drive-thrus in our town. If you want to get takeout in our town or to go, which you should because it's a pandemic and you don't want to sit in the restaurant with the recirculated air. Sigh.
You gotta get it from a regular restaurant.
Yes, and you have to go park somewhere. And then you have to hope that the Bar Harbor parking guy isn't around, or lady. Is it up there? Do they have a lady this year?
I have no idea.
And you have to run it.
We can just walk.
But then your food gets cold by the time you get it back to the house.
True that.
But it is healthier to walk in.
And then when you're not back and you figure out that they forgot part of your order, you really get pissed.
It's really frustrating. That just happened to me last week, and it was very frustrating because it was a seaweed salad.
Something you were really looking forward to.
I was really looking forward to it. But also, that just also proved again how different we are. Because you were like, McDonald's, and I'm like, and then the seaweed salad wasn't there.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
How are we married?
Why are we married?
How?
Oh, how?
How?
Well, I'll tell you. It's a long story, though.
It's an opposites attract thing.
Yeah, I think so.
But we're so similar.
Some regards.
We're both like 6'6".
Yeah, that's right.
We're both so assertive. We're both super quiet. Hey, I know how we're similar.
How's that?
Neither of us had braces as children.
That's true.
There you go. Woo-hoo. There, that's the bond that holds us together. You know it's true.
Oh, yeah. We got good teeth.
That's random thought. Sean, you burped in our random thought.
I couldn't help it. You started it too soon.
Oh, random burp for a random thought. It wasn't even like an award-winning burp, honey. Like, you could have made it like...
No, it was
a king of belch.
It was a pitiful, pitiful burp.
A pitiful burp.
So it's random thought at the outdoor dining table.
And right? We begin with a burp.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the food was good.
Sean is thinking that we need to have a new podcast that doesn't talk about writing all the time.
Yeah.
But he can't think of anything to talk about.
No.
Or focus on.
No, that's the problem. The focus point.
The focus is
the
our
theme
issue.
Theme or whatever you want to call it.
We don't got no focus.
Nope.
But I can tell you something that happened to me today that I realized that
What's
I would
that?
Never blog about, but I will talk about here.
What's that?
You'll never have this experience because you're a boy without boobs. At least you don't have boobs yet. And
I don't want boobs unless they're real girly boobs.
Haven't you ever seen like a guy?
Of course, that,
like,
I know what man boobs
like Captain
are.
Captain America kind of has man boobs.
Keep
man.
Rolling.
All right, anyways.
You're gonna get hated on, right? Captain America lovers.
They're nice man boobs.
Those are called pectoral muscles.
I know, but if he lays down flat, you're like, are those boobs? What?
You're funny.
Anyways.
What happened to you today, love?
I put on my bra, but I wasn't paying attention. Yeah. And I even took the extra time to clasp both tube clasps.
Two out of three today, huh?
No, there's only two on my bra. It's not my sports bra. No, I'm not going to show you. But yeah, there's only two. And lots of times I'm just kind of lazy and in a hurry, and I only clasp one, which says a lot about my personality, honestly. And then I looked in the mirror, and I totally hadn't gotten my boobs appropriately in my boob cups for my bra. And I was like, oh my God, what if I had That's walked funny. Out like that? It was so, stupid looking.
Nobody would have seen it but me. And I'm sure I would have enjoyed it.
No, it was really embarrassing and bad. But you'll never have that experience.
Oh no, I'll never have that experience.
Like, if you were to write a book in the viewpoint of a woman.
I can't.
It would be really hard for you because you wouldn't have that experience.
I can't do it.
Which I think makes an argument for own voices, honestly.
And I'd never wear a bra. I gotta give women tons and tons of credit for wearing that nasty thing all day.
Nasty thing.
Well, you know, like, you take it off and I know it's just gonna be like that blood flow making it itch and everything. It's just nasty. It's not nasty. You know, bras can be beautiful. I mean, the actual, it's like wearing underwear that are too tight in your waist for a man, and your waistband cinches into your skin, and when you take it off, it's like, it hurts so good.
You know what I gotta tell you? Like, one of the biggest things that, like, poverty and being poor versus not being super poor anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You get used to cheap bras.
Yeah, when you're poor, your bra sucks so hard. But, like, if you just spend a little more money, if you have that money, you can be okay with spending it and you don't have neurotic issues.
Right.
Like, your bras don't hurt anymore. That's and it's awesome. All about proper fitting, I guess.
Right.
But, like, when you're super poor, you're just like, here's my $2 bra, you know, slap that baby on, hope for the best.
Right.
And I still kind of have that mentality.
Well, yeah, you don't buy yourself enough new stuff like that.
No, well, also the environment and all that kind of stuff. But I don't like to buy new things. But
you know what's funny, though?
I'm not wearing somebody else's bra.
You know how you said sometimes you only clasp one out of the two?
Yeah.
I can always tell if it's the top one or the bottom one.
What?
Well, like, if it's the top one, your left breast rides a little higher.
Are you serious?
And if it's the bottom one, your right breast.
No, you're lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Oh my God, that was awful. That's awful. You're awful. All right, you ready?
Did you start already?
Yeah.
Writing tip of the pod. Did you stop now?
No, man. It's still going.
Oh, okay. Stop. Let me get my chair. And I was still leaning back. You're like, ready? Press. Usually you like make eye contact.
Should we do this?
No, no, no.
It should just be our blooper podcast because we don't care anymore.
No, it's fine.
All right, man. So this week's podcast is not Blooper Podcast or Carrie's Bra. It's What the Hell Do Men Want?
No, it's not.
It is, man. So over at the Good Men Project, they have a story article called The 5 Traits Men Want in a Partner That We Never Say Out Loud.
Oh, my word.
And as a woman, I, Carrie, find this pretty frustrating. So, like, A, why do men not say these things out loud?
Are you asking me
that? Yeah, man. Why not?
I gotta hear what they are first.
All right. Well, so Paul Marsh of the Good Men Project writes, most of us are just terrified of vocalizing what we want, and one, being laughed at or ridiculed in some capacity, or two, not having our desires taken seriously, or three, not getting what we thought we were seeking, or whatever it is we're seeking.
Well,
I wish y'all could see Shawnee's face right now because it's like,
I knew this wasn't going to set well with me. Because number three is not even valid.
Oh, like
how are you going to be afraid of
you'll never get anything if you stop yourself because you're afraid you're not going to get it.
I know.
Right? Yeah, so number three should just be crossed out. Struck out.
Struck out.
Number one is just almost the same thing. And number two, I mean...
Number two is the same as one. Number one is just, like, I'm afraid of being laughed at. Number two is like, what if they don't take me seriously? Which is kind of the same as ridiculed and laughed at. And number three is like, oh, maybe I won't get it if I ask for
it. Yeah, those all suck, honestly.
So that's failure. So it's ridicule and failure. There's really only two. You probably just wanted to round it up to three. Sorry, Paul Marsh.
I thought it was five.
No, that's the reason why they don't actually
That's good, because that's not
all right. The one. So, Marsh's article, which is anecdotal and not data-sourced, is saying similar things as an earlier article in 2015 by Anthony D'Ambrosio that was in Elite Daily. D'Ambrosio had 7 traits and characteristics compared to Marsh's 5.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Now, these are all things that men supposedly want. Afraid to ask for.
Yes.
Afraid to communicate to their partner, basically.
Yes. And before we get to that, let me just give you a little Marsh quote where he says, "The world is realizing that while we're deeply flawed, men also have a sensitive side, one chock full of rich emotions that extend beyond those usually associated with us, like anger." I thought he was going to say like a penis. Even companies like Old Spice are rolling out scented body washes and lavender and other naturally derived ingredients that have long been associated with femininity.
Yeah.
But that's actually only true for the last couple centuries, and it's only true in Western cultures, and it's only true in,
people used
to... It's a big generalization, but...
All sexes used to wear the same cover-up scents back in the day.
Yeah, but
cover the stink.
Well, like, if you go back to ancient Roman stuff, men used to wear pretty shit stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff. Oh, there goes
our
dog.
Nice word, dude.
Yeah. So, here's what Marsh says that men want. One... Dogs that don't bark.
I'll say it. Tenderness.
Tenderness.
Men want tenderness.
What else do they want? Dude, number how are we two. Doing this podcast with our dog barking?
I don't know. It's dogs. Gabby. Hey, come here, Gab. You should see her right now.
She does not like this podcast episode, apparently. I feel like we should just apologize, everyone.
Oh, we're sorry.
We probably lost all our listeners.
No.
All right, number one is tenderness.
Number two is global listening skills.
Yeah, man.
So he wants his partner to have big ass ears.
Yes, big ass ears.
And be able to hear all the way around the globe.
No, global listening skills just means like you don't interrupt the other person to say your piece and you truly listen to them. We talked about this last week. Poor John.
Sometimes Carrie just doesn't understand what I'm trying to be funny.
Oh, I missed it.
And she substitutes sheer stupidity instead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, baby.
Number three, a kind talker.
Kind talker.
Number four.
Respect.
Which he defines as being considerate about the desires, feelings, and traits of another person.
And number five is someone who fights for you, like Gabby the dog, barking right this very second. So yeah.
So yeah.
All right, so we got Gabby the dog because she was barking too much. And obviously we aren't in a cool recording studio because pandemic.
Right.
Plus, we're cheap. So,
continuing on. Number five
of the reasons what Marsh says that men want is someone who fights for you. What do you think of this, babe?
Honestly,
yeah.
It sounds like your list.
No, it does sound like my list.
I know. So you can go, a million ways with that, but I think the best one is just to say, hey, maybe men and women are kind of similar when it comes to their true wants and desires from a relationship, right?
Yeah. But sometimes I feel like you don't want me to fight for you. Like when that lady was mean to you on the street and I wanted to go out and deck her.
You
don't want me to.
Sometimes I just have a more level-headed response to things when it comes to anger, especially. So
I'm very protective.
It's not that I don't, love and enjoy your protectiveness of me, but.
All right, now Gabby's licking or something.
Yeah, well.
All right. So
it's a dog focused.
So hits and forever once again recap: tenderness, global listening skills, a kind talker, respect, and someone who fights for you. D'Ambrosio's article has reliability and being a best friend on that list, as well as being self-aware and a communicator, like a kind talker and listener, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool, I think.
It is.
Yeah. And so you remember,
you don't need a life partner or a soulmate or the one to make you a complete, happy, healthy person. You are enough all on your own. But if you're dating someone you love and you're wondering if they are your ever after, look out for these 7 traits.
That's right.
Yeah. This would be a back and forth on them.
Yeah.
And also remember, these articles are massive generalizations.
Massive.
Not all men want the same things. Not all men have a hard time articulating what they want. Difference and diversity are good things.
Yes. So all like fragile, melted down kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
The writing tip of the pod is,
what does this have to do with writing, Carrie?
All right. Well, you think about your characters and their entanglements. How do they react when other characters aren't respectful, tender, good listeners, or in their corner? Why does it matter to them, and why doesn't it?
Ooh, that's right.
Deep man.
Details. Dog tip for life.
Hey, Shani, you want to tell us a dog tip for life?
Yeah. Sparty says, be kind. It's what it's all really about.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You know, I think if everybody, any two people that are in a relationship, if they all had those 5 to 7 wants and were able to provide them to their partner, everybody would be together forever, probably.
Yeah, how am I feeling you?
You're not failing me. I'm failing you, girl.
No, this is about men, baby.
Huh?
This is about men.
Oh, I know. But you're pretty tender.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 is a little rough.
I'm not a kind talker. Oh, no. I'll work on it.
I'm just kidding. I'll work on it. You're very kind.
I'm sorry. I'm not a kind talker.
So incredibly kind.
Yay. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, remember, when you're reading an article on Medium, to always look at an article that may have come before that article.
Hey, how'd you do that?
The magic of Google.
Really?
And also that, like, yeah. a lot of articles and advice out there is, like, generalities, right? And it's important to make sure that when you're writing or, like, living your life and looking for advice, that you make it special for you when you don't do that generality.
That's for sure. That's like, we already talked about like Medium article theory on here, right?
I don't know. What was that?
That all people do is take like 4 or 5 articles they read on the same subject and just take a little bit from each one and make a new brand new article.
And that's what everybody
and
does.
And that's why they're all not data driven generalities.
That's really true.
You know?
Man.
Which is what? An opinion?
Yeah.
Basically.
But again, we're generalizing about Medium articles.
Of course we are.
Some of them do not do that, but
I'm
yeah.
I'm sure they don't.
Yeah,
but, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, man. It's all about saying the same things in different ways, I guess.
That's right. Hey, and you never know when you're going to strike a chord with somebody else, even if it's just a generality. Thank you so much for listening. We truly hope you enjoyed yourself. Please like and subscribe.
You can find us on all the random podcast places. And the music, this beautiful music, is by Broke for Free. And it's about feeling good. And it's available to us via the Creative Commons. If you want to see the notes that go with this podcast, they are on carriejonesbooks.blog or Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
You remember all that so much better than I do, love.
Yeah.
You want to tell anybody about any interesting things you've got upcoming?
No, I'm teaching classes at the Writing Barn and with myself called the Writing Course of Awesome. I'll soon be on Teachable. And I have a Patreon. And we are on all the random things like Carrie Jones Books, social media, and Dogs Are Smarter Than People. But we do not have a TikTok.
No TikTok.
No TikTok, man.